Oh, this is Dr. Grande. Today I'll analyze the case of Alicia Kemp. First I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the crime, then offer my analysis. Alicia Kemp was born sometime around 2000 or 2001 and lived in Redditch, England. This town of 80,000 people is 15 miles south of Birmingham. In 2022, Alicia graduated from college with a bachelor's degree in psychology and a master's degree in forensic mental health. At this point, she decided to spend some time overseas. Alicia volunteered at an animal shelter in the Philippines and worked as an English teacher in Vietnam. In 2024, she traveled to Perth, Australia on a four-month working holiday visa. She found employment at Dirty Nelly's Irish Pub on Murray Street in the Central Business District. Now moving to the timeline of the crime. On Saturday, May 31, 2025, 24-year-old Alicia Kemp was with a 26-year-old friend in the Perth Central Business District. The friend has not been named. I will refer to her as Jane Doe. At 2:30 p.m., Alicia and Jane started consuming alcohol in a bar called the Buford, under an arrangement where they could drink an unlimited quantity of alcohol for 2 hours. After the women left the Buford, they continued drinking at other bars. On two occasions, due to their extreme level of intoxication, they were refused entry to a bar near the intersection of William and Murray Streets. The last rejection occurred at 8 p.m. At about 8:30 p.m., Alicia rented an e-scooter using an app. She and her friend Jane were captured on video. It appeared as though they actually had two e-scooters, but they were only trying to get on one of them. During this process, Alicia could be seen holding the e-scooter up as Jane stumbled all around on the sidewalk and even stumbled into the street. Jane struggled to remain standing and to walk to where Alicia was. She tried to stand on the e-scooter behind Alicia, but both women fell off. Eventually, they were able to get on the e-scooter. Alicia was driving and Jane was a passenger. Alicia drove on the sidewalk along Murray Street, reaching speeds up to 15 miles per hour. The speed limit in Perth for an e-scooter on the sidewalk is 6 miles per hour. Alicia could be seen weaving back and forth as pedestrians were forced to move out of the way to avoid being hit by the e-scooter. The police would later refer to Alicia's driving as inexplicably dangerous. At one point, she crossed the street without slowing down or looking. There was a car just a few feet away approaching the intersection. At about 8:40 p.m., Alicia approached the intersection of Murray and King Streets. A 51-year-old man named Tan Pan was waiting at that intersection to cross the street. His back was toward Alicia. He never saw her approaching him. Alicia slammed into Tan, causing him to spin, fall, and hit his head on the pavement. Jane Doe was thrown off the scooter as a result of the collision. She was knocked unconscious and sustained a skull fracture and a broken nose. There was no report about how or when she was treated, but Jane did eventually recover from her injuries. At first, it was believed that Tan had only sustained minor injuries. Alicia decided that she didn't want the party to be over. She went to multiple bars, where she continued to drink until the early morning hours of Sunday, June 1, 2025. Unfortunately, the initial assessment of Tan's condition was inaccurate. He was transported to Royal Perth Hospital in critical condition. 2 days later, he died from brain injuries. When the police realized how serious the situation was, they placed Alicia under arrest. Her blood alcohol at the time was 0.185%. The legal limit to operate a motor vehicle in Australia is 0.05%. E-scooters are considered motor vehicles for the purposes of drunk driving laws. Alicia was charged with dangerous driving causing death under the influence of alcohol for killing Tan Pan, and dangerous driving causing bodily harm under the influence of alcohol for injuring Jane Doe. The incident involving Alicia Kemp may have been the first pedestrian death caused by an e-scooter in Australia and was definitely the first one in Western Australia. On August 11, 2025, Alicia pleaded guilty to dangerous driving causing death under the influence of alcohol. The Crown dismissed the other charge, saying that getting a conviction would have been unlikely. Her lawyer told the media that Alicia was nervous and worried. He also mentioned that Alicia wanted to get on with her life. I guess killing a man was very inconvenient for Alicia's plans. She was over it, ready to move past her homicidal behavior. Alicia may have been interested in putting this whole situation behind her, but she was forced to wait for a while. She was held in jail without bond. At this point, she was facing a maximum penalty of 20 years. On December 12, 2025, Alicia had her sentencing hearing. Information was shared about her victim, Tan Pan. He was a structural engineer and the main financial provider for his wife and their two autistic children, ages 18 and 20. His eldest son kept asking when his father was coming back. The judge believed that Alicia was an intelligent and caring young woman who did not have any malicious intent. Alicia was given a sentence of only 4 years in prison, with a non-parole period of 2 years. With credit for time served, Alicia could be released as early as the middle of 2027. There was even more bad news for Alicia. Her driver's license was suspended for 2 years. I agree her license should have been suspended, but the judge should have suspended it for a much longer period, more like 10 or 15 years. Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one. There is no doubt that Alicia Kemp was guilty. She was captured on video driving on the sidewalk at a high speed and slamming into her victim. She was intoxicated at the time. Furthermore, she pleaded guilty. The controversy in this case is not about guilt versus innocence. Rather, it is about the sentence. Many people believe that a 4-year prison term was far too lenient and sends the wrong message about driving e-scooters while intoxicated. They argue the sentence was not in line with the typical sentence involving a drunk driver operating a car. Essentially, they are saying that Alicia was given a break by the court because she was driving an e-scooter. The complaint here is that the type of vehicle should not influence the sentence. The penalty should be the same whether someone is driving a car, an e-scooter, or any other motorized vehicle. No matter what she used, Alicia killed an innocent man. As I mentioned, Alicia was convicted of dangerous driving causing death under the influence of alcohol. This offense features a maximum penalty of 20 years. However, the realistic maximum is 10 years. Very few convictions for this offense involve a sentence greater than 10 years. There is no minimum sentence, but it is rare for an offender to receive less than 2 years. So, 2 to 10 years in prison is the expected range for this offense. The sentence that Alicia received, 4 years, is on the lower side. To determine if her sentence was fair, let's examine other convictions for the same offense in Western Australia that resulted in a prison term of 6 to 10 years. Historically, in these cases, there were usually several aggravating factors involved. For example, very high blood alcohol level, multiple victims, extreme speed, street racing, prior DUI convictions, hit and run, and deliberate risk-taking. How well do the factors involved in Alicia's case align with these? Alicia certainly had a very high blood alcohol level, over 3 times the legal limit, and one could argue that she was driving at an extreme speed. 15 miles per hour is slow for a car on a street, but fast for an e-scooter on a sidewalk. E-scooters are permitted on the sidewalk, but I would argue that the reckless nature of Alicia's driving represented deliberate risk-taking. She was barreling down that sidewalk, forcing people to move out of the way, when the law required yielding to pedestrians. Alicia knew that she would have a high probability of striking someone. There are other aggravating factors as well in Alicia's case that one may consider. She was not wearing a helmet, and she was carrying a passenger, both of which are illegal. And Alicia continued drinking for several hours, even after mortally wounding her victim, Tan Pan. She did not know he was mortally wounded at the time, but she certainly knew that he was injured. She also knew that Jane Doe was injured. That covers the aggravating factors, but what about the mitigating factors? Offenders in Western Australia who receive a sentence of 2 to 6 years, which is the range containing Alicia's sentence, usually have an early guilty plea, genuine remorse, no prior criminal history, and no intent to harm. It appears as though Alicia has all these mitigating factors, although the genuine remorse is certainly debatable. I think it is also worth considering that the typical perception people have of e-scooters is they are not as dangerous as a car. Alicia may have looked at the e-scooter and thought to herself, this doesn't have a realistic chance of killing anyone. It's not like I'm driving a car. When weighing all the aggravating and mitigating factors, do I believe the sentence Alicia received is fair? In my opinion, no. I believe it was too lenient. I would have gone with a sentence of 7 years given the circumstances of this case. This brings me to the question, what do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, in my opinion. Alcohol was a very important part of Alicia Kemp's life. She had goals other than drinking, like her career, but she was willing to throw it all away to become severely intoxicated. On the day of the homicide, Alicia consumed a staggering amount of alcohol over the course of several hours. On two occasions, she was refused entry to a bar. In an effort to have fun, Alicia rented a scooter and drove it recklessly. Pedestrians moved out of her way in fear of being struck, but Tan Pan did not see her coming. He was looking the other way, waiting to cross the street. When Alicia slammed into him, she took him completely off guard, and he was unable to protect himself during the fall to the pavement. He struck his head and ultimately died as a result. Alicia's passenger, Jane Doe, was thrown from the e-scooter and injured. At this point, Alicia did not know that Tan would die, but she did know that both he and Jane were injured. Despite this, she decided to continue drinking alcohol. Alicia was reckless, cold, and callous, but avoided a long prison sentence because the fatality could be considered novel. Not many people are killed by drunk e-scooter drivers. Perhaps the judge thought that Alicia did not fully understand the risk she was taking and was therefore less culpable. Alicia is already anxious to move on with her life. In all likelihood, she will be released in mid-2027 and do just that. She will put this homicide in a rearview mirror and enjoy her freedom for another 50 or 60 years. That is great news for her, but for Tan Pan's family, there is a different story. Their sentence was life. They paid the ultimate price because Alicia Kemp decided to get extremely intoxicated and engage in reckless behavior. Innocent people always suffer the most for the alcohol consumption of the guilty. Those are my thoughts on the case of Alicia Kemp. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.